Are you taking captive negative thoughts? Our minds are like an intersection. We have thoughts in every lane. So how do we discern what's from God and what's not and take captive the negative thoughts? 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." So the first step is pausing long enough to test our thoughts before emotionally reacting. Do these thoughts match up to God's word? Are these thoughts giving me life or are they draining it? Are they stealing my peace or giving it? If I acted on this, would I be producing the fruits of the Spirit? Because if not, then it's not of the Spirit. The second step is replacing what the enemy is telling you with the truths that you know about God. Cut it off the second it hits your mind. The enemy says that you should be afraid, but you know that perfect love casts out fear. The enemy says God's mad at you, but God says you're forgiven. The enemy says no one loves you, but God calls you dearly loved. Hold these negative thoughts captive. Don't let them produce weeds. Cut them at the root. The third step is taking these negative thoughts that you've replaced with the truth and respond in a way that glorifies God. Then you've cut down the weeds trying to steal your peace and instead produced even more fruit than before.